That's our big piece of the morning, the Fantasy Ballet Opus 6, an early piece written by Gabriel Pierney, with pianist Joel Fan and the Northwest Sinfonietta, bringing us to almost 9:34 this Monday. It's minus 12, minus 20 with the wind chill. Apparently clearing this morning and mainly sunny afternoon. Up to a high of minus 7. You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
After an absence of nearly 40 years, the Canadian Opera Company is presenting Mozart's The Abduction from the Seraglio.
40 years?
40 years. They last performed it in 1980.
Wow.
Yeah. There are 7 performances that take place at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts, starting in a couple of days, February 7th, and running to the 24th. With us to talk about it is coloratura soprano Claire de Sévigny. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we've got a little, actually, on the surface, it's quite a simple story.
Yes, it would seem that way.
So why don't you give us the simple part first?
Mozart's very good at doing that, yes.
Yeah.
In a nutshell, you have these two women who have been kidnapped by Turkish pirates, if you will, in this production. And their two lovers, Belmonte and his sidekick, Pedrillo, come and they've decided we are going to find these women and rescue them and save them, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the Seraglio is actually a harem?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so tell us about your role. Tell us about Blonde.
So Blonde is a very clever character. She really makes the best of her situation. She's very pragmatic. She's very logical, not as dramatic and hard on the sleeve as Constanza is.
Okay.
And she is the one who's really, you know, fighting for these two women to get out of their situation and maybe not ever get out of their situation, but just make the best of their time in the Seraglio. She says, you know, maybe the men will come, but maybe they won't. So we've got to figure it out while we're here.
So the interesting thing about director Wajdi Muad is that he has written a prologue. He's also a playwright.
That's right.
So he's changed that up a bit. Tell
yes.
us about that.
Yes. Well, he starts the story where the women have just recently been saved by the men.
Mm-hmm.
And he has it in this kind of party, the celebration that the Belmonte is throwing for Constanza. And, you know, the father says, okay, yes, the women have been saved. And, you know, is there any greater, you know, thing for a woman to be saved by a man? And they were saved from these barbaric men. And it's very, quite racist, actually. And so it starts this piece on this note where, you know, and the women are saying, well, wait a second, you weren't there for 2 years. You didn't experience this culture change.
So the opera itself is told like as a flashback.
Absolutely, yes.
Right.
So then from there, exactly, it goes from there to all these different flashbacks too. So all the scenes that Mozart wrote, it's, well, this is what went on. And these are the feelings that were happening, the emotions we were experiencing. And, you know, because the men are so concerned, you know, did you cheat on us? What happened there? And the women are saying, it's not that simple. It's
right.
not.
It's bringing it into a modern political climate.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Yes, definitely.
And this is quite different from other productions.
Yes, it is. I mean, Wajdi's very good at highlighting themes that were already there in Mozart's original, for sure. This, you know, feminist quality, it really is there in the original, especially in the quartet at the end of Act Two. But this whole thing about cultural exchange, East versus West, I would say that's kind of a new thing he's highlighting. But he doesn't really change the story, though, in doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It totally works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it done in its original setting?
Or has
he updated it?
It is updated. Yes, I would say yes.
Right, okay.
Except for the costumes.
The costumes are traditional. You get a sense. It's, you know, a modern set. Like, you don't have, like, a beach, for example, on stage, you know, to show that we're in an, you know, hot place. But it's... I don't want to give too many things
away, but
there's some really beautiful moments that really you feel like you're there and you know that you're in a different culture, a different world, basically. He's very good at that. Yeah.
Now, it's interesting. There are two sopranos in this opera.
Yes. Yeah.
So Jane Archibald is playing Costanza.
Yes.
Tell us how your voices are different.
Well, a lot of people say that Blonde is like the baby Constanza, actually, and
I was wondering.
Women who sing Blonde then grow up to be Constanza, and that would be a dream of mine for sure, absolutely. Constanza Jane sings much more than Blonde. She sings more solo arias. Her arias are double, triple in length, double, triple in the amount of notes that are in the arias. But both the women, they highlight, Mozart wrote both lines beautifully. It's interesting to have two high soprano parts
that
complement each other, really, in the piece, yeah.
I hate to get into specific definitions of voice type, but really for this in this instance, to differentiate between your voices, you're a coloratura soprano.
I'd say we both are. I'd say that, you know, her voice is a little more lyric than mine, and mine's light. You know, I'm still at the beginning of my career. I'm the younger, lighter kind of quality that Blonde has, and also kind of a character-y quality, you know. Oh. Constanza is more the prima donna, the leading lady, so she's, you know, more grand in that way, whereas Blonde is kind of like, you know, the Despinetta, Susanna.
Yeah.
The only difference is she just sings a bit higher than those characters.
Right, and you serve her.
So yes, exactly.
Right. So you were a recent graduate of the Ensemble.
Yes.
The Canadian Opera Company Ensemble. Well, how long ago was that you graduated?
That was, I'd say, 4 years ago now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how has that helped you in this production?
Well, I mean, those were such formative years. That was an amazing experience in the ensemble. I think everyone who goes through that program just really polishes their craft, honestly.
Right.
So they really helped me. I started studying Blonde, actually, in that program. Wow. And Liz Upchurch, the main coach of the program, said, you know, yes,
brilliant.
Fantastic woman.
Yeah.
She said, I think you should really start looking at Blonde. And she said, you know, you might even want to consider it in your audition package. And then I went over to Europe and did a bunch of auditions and singing Blonde. And about a year or two later, I got into the Zurich studio.
Fantastic.
And they said, oh, yes, we think we'd like you to maybe cover the role.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, great, just an understudy. And then before I knew it, they said, yeah, we'd like you to be doing it.
Oh.
So that was a really amazing. And I'd say that developed, that the training started really in COC.
Mm-hmm. Is it a nice homecoming?
Oh my gosh, yes, absolutely. And I was so lucky to do the Fiaker Million Arabella as well this fall.
Yes, congratulations.
With the COC. Yeah, really
That
fun.
Is wonderful. It seems that you have an awful lot of roles under your belt for such a young singer.
I'm very fortunate.
Yes. Yeah, well, you've worked hard at it. You got a master's and you got a bachelor's and you got...
Always studying.
All over, always studying. Good for you.
Thanks.
It looks great on a resume, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's experience. I learn more and more every time I do the role, every
of course.
Time I do a new production. Yeah, sure.
Of course. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you and hearing you.
Yes.
We've been talking with soprano Claire de Sévigny about the Canadian Opera Company's production of The Abduction from the Seraglio. There are 7 performances from February 7th to the 24th at the Four Seasons Centre for the Performing Arts. For tickets, go to coc.ca or call 416-363-8231. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you so much for having me.